Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Larry Diamond of the Hoover Institution, as well as Stanford University, writing at Foreign Affairs about the recession in democracies around the world and what is to be done. Chiefly, what we're looking at is the ballot box. What a revolutionary idea, Larry. How does the ballot box work to push back against these bullies? Thank you.
Thank you, John. Well, obviously, that's not going to work in China, right? They don't have elections in China. And even within the Communist Party, they're just a rote process. There's nothing competitive about them. But, you know, as we were discussing, there are quite a number of authoritarian regimes that we call competitive, even though authoritarian, because they have multi-party elections. And their leaders, as populists who claim to embody the will of the people, need the legitimacy and validation to their people and the world that comes from periodic competitive elections. Now, those elections are not free and fair. The playing field is tilted in the autocrats' favor. The press is muzzled. The police and, you know, even the electoral administration may not be neutral, but they still provide opportunities for the opposition to mobilize, to unify, and to campaign. And as in Venezuela, with this extraordinary opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, you know, the autocrat may recognize the challenge from a charismatic opposition leader and disqualify her or him. But then someone else emerges, and that someone else, a fairly colorless diplomat, was the candidate in the Venezuelan presidential election in July 28th, unifying the opposition and challenging Hugo Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro. And they won, and they were able to show by collecting the vote kind of receipts from individual polling stations that they had won 2/3 of the vote. Now, Maduro is not recognizing that, and that raises other issues about how you implement the results of an election in which the autocrat has lost. But it shows the possibility, and in a number of cases, by the opposition unifying, by the opposition seizing the opportunity of an electoral contest to make the most of it, sometimes they actually prevail. Or they prevail just in time, as in Poland, when the country was drifting to authoritarianism. And in October of last year, a civic coalition won and came to power.
There are other things that contribute to a successful clawback of democracy. One I like particularly is get off the sidelines. What does that mean, Larry? Who should get off the sidelines?
Well, you know, our beloved former colleague at the Hoover Institution, our former Secretary of State, used to hand out ties and scarves to his visitors that said, democracy is not a spectator sport. And, I mean, we learned this in our civics. Unfortunately, we've seen a big erosion of civic education in the United States and elsewhere. I hope we can revive it. But we all have obligations that come with the blessing of living in free countries under a constitution and a rule of law. And one of those obligations is active citizenship. And in a situation where democracy is on the ballot or you're trying to sees the opportunity to turn out an autocrat from power, you know, there is an obligation for people to vote, to persuade their fellow citizens to vote, to become engaged in the issues, and, you know, become engaged in the classic Tocquevillian sense in their community organizations and civil societies. And I might add, I think, to renew the logic, the purpose, and the obligation of civic education to teach our young people why free societies and limited government and constitutional rule are indeed blessings vital to human dignity and to economic prosperity.
I grew up in the 20th century, Larry, a little ahead of you, not much. And I confess, having grown up thinking those dictatorships of the Soviet Union were forever, not just the Soviets, but the Warsaw Pact, their domination of Eurasia. I was wrong. And what brought the Soviet Union down was so many contrary facts. But one thing that is clear all these years later, there was a voice, and it was the voice of the people who wanted to participate in their government. And Eastern Europe is a credit to them. Is that an inspirational model? We have about a minute, Larry. Can people point to moving Eastern Europe out of, under the boot of the Soviet creature?
Yes, it is an inspirational model. And I think we need to look back to recent history. We don't even need to look back very far to the 1980s and early 90s to see how the courageous mobilization of citizens, first in what Václav Havel, the great Czech poet, dissident, and ultimately president of the Czech Republic, called living in truth, how resistance, non-cooperation with authoritarianism, and active principled citizenship can rally numbers, take advantage of opportunities, renew democracy when it's faltering, and return democracy, as in Czechoslovakia, when it had tragically disappeared.
Larry Diamond is the William L. Clayton Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution, the Mosbacher Senior Fellow in Global Democracy at the Freeman Spogli Institute for International Studies at Stanford University. He teaches at Stanford as well, writing in Foreign Affairs, How to End the Democratic Recession. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.